I'm waiting for the safer. It's fine. I'll give a little bit of a brief outline of what I'd like to speak about. We spoke last time about the continuum between the mitzvahs till now of Yedias Hashem and Yichud Hashem, and how that leads into Ahava, the connection between Yichud and Ahava. But this week we'll focus on Ahava itself and go more into the inner workings of it. I want to first, I'll show you in the Rambam, but there seems to be a distinction in the Monei HaMitzvahs between looking at Ahavas Hashem as a state, mitzvah to reach a certain state of what we call Ahavas Hashem, that would be Tamidi, and it would be a state of being, and it's a mitzvah in and of itself to do what brings a person to this state of being, and we'll describe what that is. Another is that specifically to perform mitzvahs be'ahava, that the mitzvahs themselves should have a certain component of Ahavas Hashem in them, and that seems to be a unique dogesh. The Rambam himself, I'll show you, much has been spoken about in terms of trying to understand the Rambam, but I think it's just different aspects of Chazal itself, really. The Rambam is codifying, first of all, in Yesodei HaTorah, in Perek Beis, the Rambam talks about Akel HaNichbad V'Hanara Zeh Mitzvah La'ahavo Yel'iro Yesodei V'Yel'iro Mimenu. And how is the way to come to such an ahava, he says, Keitzad Hi HaDerech La'ahavosoi. We talked about it. B'shashi is boinein ha'adam b'maisa v'bruah v'nifloim. And he goes on here to describe how to do that. Yeah. And he mentions here when a person does this, miyad hu oyev u'mishabeach u'mafayar mis'ave tayv u'gedoyla leida Hashem ha'gadol k'mo sh'amar David. And it's interesting, the pasuk that he brings. Tzoma nafshi le'elikim le'keil chai. Tzoma nafshi. Tzoma nafshi indicates that I still haven't reached necessarily the tachlis, but there's a what has been created here, and he's just introducing, and then he comes back later on after he goes through all the dargas of Maisa Bereishis and Maisa Merkava and all that he puts into what a person is supposed to do to reach this. He says, and this is in Perek Dalid, Halacha Yud Beis, Bizman Sha'adam Misboinein B'Dvarim Ha'elu. And he's now, this is after the Rambam has been Misakim Maisa Bereishis and Maisa Merkava. Now, they say that, you know, I think it's brought B'Shem the Arizal and certainly written in many, many places that the Rambam didn't have the Chachmas HaKabbalah. And even though he didn't have the Chachmas HaKabbalah, he saw in Chazal that they, even in Nigla, they use the terminology Maisa Bereishis and Maisa Merkava. And so even without Kabbalah, we have to make some attempt to define what Maisa Bereishis and Maisa Merkava is. And he did. And those are the things that we're supposed to think about that bring us to Ahavas Hashem. And Yiras Hashem. So he says, after codifying all of that whole process of Hisboinenus and Maisa Bereishis and Maisa Merkava, two prokim full of it, he says, B'zman shadam Hisboinen b'dvarim ha'elu Umakir kol habruim imalach v'galgal v'adam v'kiyote bo v'yir echachmasa shal kadosh baruch hu v'kol hayitzurim v'kol habruim, sees Hashem's chachma in all of the creation. Moisif ahava l'makim. Moisif ahava l'makim. He had already said that when a person's properly misbeinein in maisav u'bruav, then miyad hu oyev u'mishabech u'mafayr u'misaveh and tzama nafshi. But here, when he goes to this, he's moisi v'hava v'titzma'a nafshoi v'yichme besoroi lehoi v'makom baruch hu. It's deeper, it's more intense after the process of a full blown out his boinenus in all of the inyanim that a person's supposed to be in his boinen, which is mashma that the level of tzama nafshi, which is the basic ahava that you achieve when you're misboinen, is the beginning of the process, like we said, and that it's supposed to be more deep and more intense and added upon as we go through life, we'll call it. I don't know if you just read the two prakim of the Rambam and then, you know, then moisi fahava. That's a whole process that he's talking about. That takes many, many years and much his boinenus, but you can add on levels of his boinenus, of ahava, and it's more than just tama nafshi, v'yichme besori. There's also kama besori, which means that the basar, it starts to become even more integrated into the flesh. Yeah, and I need it. I need to have this connection with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And he goes on over here, but that's one diuk. Now, but this is talking about reaching a state of desire to be connected to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, which is what the Rambam seems to be defining as the mitzvah of Ahavas Hashem. Now, in the end of Hilchas Tshuva, the very end, one could question why he brings it here, as opposed to, and there's a couple of diukim that make it this question stronger. The Rambam says in Hilchas Tshuva Perkasiri, Al Yomer Adam Hareni Oisem Mitzvah Satara Va'osek B'Chachmasa Kedesha Kabel Habrakas Aksuvas B'Torah, etc. Right? The person shouldn't, it's talking about the motivation, the person shouldn't learn Torah or do mitzvahs in order to get the brachas that are written about over there. Yeah? Ein roi lavoid es Hashem al derech hazeh. He says, "Sha'oved al derech zeh hu oved miyira ve'ein amaylus ha'neviim v'lo maylus ha'chachamim." That's not the mile of the neviim or the chachamim. Ve'ein oved Hashem al derech zeh la'amei ha'aretz v'hanoshim v'aktanim. Shemechan chenois on lavoid miyira. First, we start them in serving Hashem for ulterior motives. Anche tarbe daitan, until their das expands. V'yavdu me'ahava. Now, Ha'oved me'ahava, but one who serves Hashem me'ahava, on the other hand, oisik b'toru b'mitzvahs, v'hoylech b'nesivas ha'chachma, lo mipnei dover ba'olam, not for any other purpose. Lo mipnei yiras harav, lo kedei liyiras ha'toiva, not to avoid pain or to get some sort of benefit. Ela oisa emes mipnei shehu emes. He does what's right because it's right. V'soif ha'toiva lo v'biglola. Now, of course, that's a reality that Hashem created, that when I do the right thing and when I do Hashem's will, toiva comes. But that's not why I'm doing it, that's my focus. My focus is, this is the right thing, doing what Hashem says is the right thing, and it doesn't need more justification than that. And if a person can inculcate that within himself, so he's called an oyved me'ahava. U'malazu ma'ala g'doyla ad ma'oy, ve'ein kol chacham zoichala, not every chacham gets to it. V'hi ma'ilas Avram Avinu. This is the mile of Avram Avinu. Shekara Kadosh Baruch Hu Oyavi. Right? A lot of people think Avram Oyavi means the one who I love. That's not the pshat and that's not the correct diktuk halashon. Avram Oyavi is the one. Avram is the one who loves me. Yeah, that's what Avram Oyavi means. V'hi shalay ava ela me'ahava. V'hi ma'ila shetzivanu Kadosh Baruch Hu al yidei Moshe Rabbeinu. Shenemar. This is what the Torah is commanding us to achieve, this Mila. It's interesting, here he calls it a Mila. Shetzivanu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yidei Moshe Shenemar Ve'ahavta Es Hashem Elokecha. It's the same pasuk he brings in the beginning in Perek Beis when he's in Yesodei HaTorah, when he's talking about the mitzvah of Ahavas Hashem. When a person loves Hashem properly, of course he will do all the mitzvahs me'ahava, which is this mila. So it sounds like, if we were to put the two together, I mean, they're not contradicting one another, the Rambam is understanding that the mitzvah of ahava actually involves two separate components. One is to be misboinein in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chachma, right, his maisim, the things that we have to be misboinein in about HaKadosh Baruch Hu that bring us to Tzoma, which is a state of being where I want to feel connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I yearn to be connected to him in my mind and in my being. And when I do that, right, if I then am able to properly reach that state and put that into my mitzvahs, I now have the milah that the Torah is asking, that when you do mitzvahs, your mitzvahs should have not just the loyalty that mitzvahs imply. What's the basic kavana that we're supposed to have when we do a mitzvah? I'm doing this, hareini oisa mitzvah zu, kasher tziva Hashem, as Hashem commanded. That's mitzvah srichas kavana. That's what's brought down when it says mitzvah srichas kavana. And we hold mitzvah srichas kavana. What's the kavana that I'm supposed to have in mitzvah srichas kavana? I'm doing this mitzvah kasher tziva Hashem, the way that Hashem commanded me to do it, which means that I recognize I'm obligated and I'm commanded to form this mitzvah, and I'm doing it because I recognize that I'm compelled to do it because I'm commanded to do so. And that's the basic kavana and mitzvahs. But the maila of mitzvah be'ahava you won't have, right? And the Torah wants us to reach that also. We're commanded to do more than that. Now, what would that mean? That would mean that I'm not just doing this because I have to, I'm doing this because I want to. Because through this act, I will become connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is what I want. When I integrate my performance of mitzvahs together with the yearning of wanting to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I now have the maila of doing a mitzvah bi'ahava. Miyad hu yaseh koha mitzvois me'ahava. Now, a person could have other motivations in why they're doing mitzvahs also, right? I'm commanded to do it. I want to get the rewards. I'm commanded to do it. I don't want to get the punishment if I don't do it. That would be called an oyved meir. That would mean his motivations in doing it are other than ahavas Hashem. But the Torah is commanding us like the level of Avraham Avinu, this to reach this mila of performing mitzvahs me'ahav. I find that In the Sefer Mitzvahs Gadol, he also seems to bring down the mitzvah of Ahavas Hashem along the lines of performing mitzvahs be'ahavas Hashem. He starts going into right after he introduces the concept of serving a Kaddish Baruch Hu with be'ahava. He starts bringing down the mitzvahs of Mila and Tefillin and all the mitzvahs in Sefer Ahava in the Rambam. Which right, it's interesting. The question, I once thought of an answer, I don't have the Kabbalah from anyone, but I once thought of an answer of why the Rambam's bringing this. What does it have to do with Hilchos Tshuva Bechlal? There's no connection to Tshuva here, not on the face of it that I can tell. But the Rambam is bringing this. This is the very last halachas, right before Sefer Ahava in the Rambam, which then introduces the mitzvahs of brachas and tefillah and kriyashma and all the things that it talks about over there in the smag, because those are perhaps the mitzvahs that most embody the ability to perform mitzvahs be'ahava. There's a body of mitzvahs that most deeply embody this state of being inculcated into mitzvahs. They lend themselves naturally to that. How would we understand that? Well, the nature of the mitzvahs that are in Sefer Ahava all have something in common. That would be a deeper question to try to understand why he categorized all those mitzvahs in Sefer Ahava, and it's all the tefillos and kriyashma and brachas and Sefer Torah and tzitzis and tefillin and mila. Right, those are the basic mitzvahs that are over there in Sefer Ahava. But if you think about it, I think there's merit in the position that the Rambam could have written this very well in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah together with his codification of the basic mitzvah of Ahavas Hashem. But he put it here because it's like taking Sefer Mada to the next level. Right, the culmination of Sefer Mada, which is to inculcate within ourselves the states and the midos and the deos that a Kaddish Baruch Hu wants us to have, then to take that and put that into our mitzvahs, and the ideal and culmination of that would be in Ahavas Hashem, which is the Maila of Avraham Avinu. to put that into those mitzvahs. And those mitzvahs specifically lend themselves, perhaps more than others, to being, expressed in that way. And that would help us also, point us in a direction, I think, if we're on that right on that track, to work on trying to do what the Rambam's talking about, specifically in those mitzvahs, more, right, not more than others, but, you know, maybe perhaps first, because they lend themselves to it, and it's an easy way to graduate in this particular aspect. Now, yeah,
that's probably why it belongs to the tshuva.
Yeah, but it's interesting that he put it where he did, which is mamish samuch v'nira, yeah, to sefer ahava, yeah, and he doesn't mention in Perek Asiri per se anything about tshuva, meaning. You're right, but he's already even further before in Hilchas Tshuva, he was already talking about, you know, different yesoidais of Bechira and other components which certainly connect to the concept of Tshuva, no question about it, and Schar Lasid Lavoi. But it, like at that point when you get the Perek Asiri in the Seder Hadvarim, you could certainly argue that it's not out of place, even if this word is not right. But I think there is merit to this idea, especially when you see that there are other rishonim that like the smag mamish, like the same mitzvahs that the Rambam put in Sefer Ahava are all right there on the smag talking about the mitzvah of Hashem. It tells you that this is not completely off the mark. So now that first point then tells us and informs us that the mitzvah of Ahavas Hashem has perhaps two components or two stages to it. One, to inculcate the state of being, of yearning and to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Rambam defines it, and the other is to then transfer that into what I would call the Chayvas HaLevavos of the mitzvahs, that we should do the mitzvahs via Ahavas Hashem. And that's also the Milah of Ahavas Hashem that we're commanded to reach. Now, but in terms of trying to understand deeper what Ahavas Hashem really is, and for this we'll go beyond the Rambam. There's the Medrash Halacha on the Pasuk. It says, "Ve'ahavta es Hashem alekecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha b'chol me'aydecha." And then it says, "V'hayu hadvarim ha'ila shar noichim etzavcha yom alu alecha," etc. So the Sifri says on the pasuk of Ve'ahavta es Hashem alekecha, right? It says you should love Hashem, but adayin eini yodea, I still don't know ketzad hi derech lahavazu. What's the way to reach this ahava? So it says v'hayu hadvarim ha'ela asher anochi mitzavcha. That's the next pasuk. The smichus of those two psukim is that the Torah is teaching you the derech hamelech of how to attain the state of Ve'ahavta es Hashem alekecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha b'chol me'aydecha, which is through v'hayu hadvarim ha'ela asher anochi mitzavcha hayom al levavecha, which all of the Rishonim that bring that Sifri all mention hisboinenus. They all, right? In other words, v'hayu hadvarim ha'ela means to place these words on your heart. It's talking about the hisboinenus. And then beyond that, though, right, we see what's interesting is that the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos, I don't have it in front of me, but the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos says that we're supposed to be mizboinen in these things until we are misaneg el Hashem betachlis atayinuk. Yeah, but that's not what he says. That's not what he says in the Yad. Yeah, he doesn't say that in the Yad. He doesn't say achi saneg el Hashem betachlis atayinuk. The Chinuch also brings it very similar to the Rambam, Achi Saneg El Hashem B'Tachlis HaTaynug, which is, right, they're both codifying the halacha from the Sifri. But the Rambam in the Yad doesn't bring this Achi Saneg El Hashem B'Tachlis HaTaynug. He just doesn't say it. He says, right, he says what we mentioned before, that a person's misboinein, and then he comes to be oyhev u'mishabech u'mefar mis'ave taivik dola leida Hashem agadol. And later on he says he's moisi fahava. He doesn't say achi saneg al Hashem b'tachlis atayinuk. It's strange.
He doesn't use the same words, but he basically describes something that means the same thing.
Okay, if that's gufa my point, is what does it mean when we say she's saneg al Hashem betachas atayinu. Right? So, in the Rambam itself, I think that, you know, one suggestion might be what you're saying, but it's open, meaning the question is open, right? But so right, that would add to what we said before, which is that if you reach the completion of what the Torah is commanding, so then as he says over here, I'll read what you said, right? It says the Ketzad Yahava Haruya, who sheyahev es Hashem Ahava Gedoyla Yasera Rabba Aza Adma Oid. Achitehe Nashre Kashura Ba'avas Hashem, Venimsa Shoigeba Tamid. Kiu Choya Hava Shain Daitam Pnuyim, Mehavas Isa Isha, Shuhu Shoigeba Tamid. Like lovesick, yeah? And he brings the mashal of an Isha. Yeser mizeti yahavas Hashem b'lev oyavav shoygim batamid kamo shetzivanu b'chol avavcha u'b'chol nafshecha u'b'chol maidecha. The problem is that the Rambam is saying that this is pshat in b'chol avavcha. Yeah. But in other words, I would have wanted him to say, right? I would have wanted him to say something about the Hayu Hadvarim Ha'ela, the process, but it's not far out from the realm of possibility that's what the Rama means, meaning you're moisi fahava more and more. Initially it starts off as tsama, and then through his boinanus it's moisi fahava, and then if you bring it into the mitzvahs and we have the culmination of it, he's shoygeba tamid, it's always on his mind, even more than being lovesick for a woman. And this is what it means, that the Hayu Hadvarim Ha'ele is to keep working on it more and more and more until you reach Ahava B'chol Levavcha B'chol Nafshecha B'chol Me'adecha, that there's literally nothing else. Could have been maybe a little bit more mavur, but that's definitely a possibility of how we could fit together the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvos. Now, the tzimoin, right, that the Rambam talks about then would be one aspect of the process, which is, he already defines that as a havas Hashem, really, which is interesting because and he calls this other part a maila. So even though there is in the Chazal ad shis aneg al Hashem betachas atainug, maybe that's the shiur of how far a person needs to go with it, but already it's called a hava when he reaches the level of tsama, according to the Rambam. That's what I would still contend, that the Rambam is already defining a hava, that I've achieved performing the mitzvah of a hava if I've reached a state where I'm tsama. Then he's moisif, and there's also a maila and a shir of b'chol avavcha, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol me'adecha. But that's not a new thing. A hava was already when a person desired to be connected to a Kaddish Baruch Hu. And that I'm pretty sure in the Rambam that remains the foundation in the gedder of defining what ahava is. Now, the Chovas Halavavas also says exactly the same lashon when he defines what ahavas Hashem is. Kalois hanefesh unetoisa el bora is the lashon he uses. Yeah. That the nefesh desires to be connected and turn inclined towards Hashem, but there are different aspects of this. For example, in the Sefer Mesilas Yesharim, yeah. So he says over there that Chazal were moira to us that the tachlis of what a person was created for was lis'aneg al Hashem, right? Lehanos miziv shchinasa b'tachlis atayinu. There, right, the emphasis is on the emphasis, and what chazal is he talking about? Does anyone ever figure out which chazal it is? Hayrunu chazal chachameinu zechonu levracha b'zeh, right? Shi'saneg al Hashem b'tachlis atayinu. There's no... to the best of my knowledge, there's no official source that says exactly that lashon, other than the Sifri by Ahavas Hashem is the only place where there's even a, you know, something that's nishma along those lines, which is interesting because there he's emphasizing the tainug ruchni that a person has. Now, I was always struck by the difference because the Ram Tzoma to me always feels like it's you want it and you desire it, but you don't have it. The pleasure, so to speak, is not really there. Maybe later on in the process when you reach its culmination, but that's Milas and Tosafos in Ahavas Hashem. The basic Ahavas Hashem isn't an attainment of pleasure per se. It's the opposite of it. It's the desire to have a connection which will bring me pleasure.
This is Ahava, so this is pleasurable.
Okay, I'm just saying that the way that the emphasis is in the Sefer Mesil Sisharim is on the Tainug itself, right? On the Tainug itself. It's not necessarily a machloikis. I'm just pointing out that the emphasis is different. The emphasis is on the lehis aneg al Hashem velehanos mizib shchinasoi.
The person which has the desire to be close with Hashem and he manages to feel this tzimoy for closeness with Hashem, it will be also kind of.
I don't experience that myself. I mean, in some, it's something that you desire and you want to have, but it's not fulfilled. There's a lashon also I could point you out. You could take a look. The Netziv has a perush called Rina Shel Torah on the Sefer Shir HaShirim. It's gevaldig, mamash a gevaldig, unbelievable noray norayis over there. Every line is zahav mamish. But he says over there that the perush of choyli ahava. He says there that that's not what people usually say. That people usually translate the choyli ahava to mean that I'm so in love that I'm sick from the love. Yeah, that it's like it drives me nuts. It drives me crazy. But he says it's not the pshat in the choyli ahava. Choyli ahava is that we don't have ahavas Hashem the way we want to have it, and we're choylim because we can't bear the pain of not having the ahava the way we want to have it. That's how he. It also fits a little bit in the Lashon HaRambam. It would just change things around a lot in the Rambam. But right. So there is an aspect over there of choyli ahava that it means that. It drives me crazy that I don't have the feeling of connection that I want to have, and that drives me to right. It drives me to want to attain it, but it doesn't give me pleasure necessarily.
So this is the Ahavas Hashem. This is the Simon that I was speaking about. The first level of Ahavas Hashem.
Whether it is or it isn't, I still contend. I think that the Rambam, when he says Soma, is that's the Iker Getter of Ahavas Hashem. To reach Tzoma is the kiyum of the state of being that a person needs to be in, and he yearns for it. That's what I hold the pshat is in the Rambam. You know, whatever you'll be boydek yourself and ask.
We're
I'm not. Okay, so I'm saying so we're at least mekayim, right? If we're mitzayir that we don't have it, so then we're mekayim the basic avos Hashem. We're not as bad off as we think we are, huh? We don't have the ultimate connection, right? It's not that we're mitzayir that we don't have ahava, we're mitzayir that we don't have the ultimate connection.
Enough,
yeah?
Enough
connection, right? But the there are also, if you look in the chinuch, I didn't have you bring the chinuch, but the chinuch also emphasizes the tainug more than the process itself of the hisboinenus and the tzama like the Rambam does. There is that to contend with as well. There's also, and that's in this Maral, he points out defining what Ahava is altogether. So he says that usually by people and things, there's a concept of ahava that we find by entities that are mashlim one another. Yeah, eishu ma'im, kar b'choim, ish v'ishtoi, where these are dvarim nifradim, but each one is mashlim the other, and from the hashlama comes a chibur and a hisachadus between the two, that the complementing and the completing of the natures of one another causes a hisachadus. But he says, and he starts, he first tries to say, maybe that's the way of our Havas Hashem also, but then it's a long piece. I don't want to, you know, make it too laborious. But he's trying to figure out whether we could fit that into a Havas Hashem also. And in the end, he falls away from it. And what he comes in the end, Avodavra zeh ki ahava sheish l'adam el Hashem Yisborach v'masha ha'adam mitzad atzmoi einoi dover rak min Hashem Yisborach bo ha'adam ve'ilav ha'adam shav ki ha'kol shav ve'ilav Yisborach ve'ein dover zulosai rak Hashem Yisborach v'hu echad ve'ein zulosai. Everything, yeah, everything, right? And he says it's pshat in the hemshech of the psukim also. Einoid Movadai, Hashem Echad. Therefore, everything comes from a Kaddish Baruch Hu, right? All that exists. Ulfikach Amru Zal Afal Gav Shekar Kriyishma Bebeis Hakinesis Sor Sheikur Kriyishma Gam Ken Al Mitasai. And he has whole drasha on that. The Yoser Shayach Ahave El Hashem Yisborach. Mimash Shaykh Ahava Bishar Dvarim, ki kol ahava sheyesh bein oyavim, afshem dveikim zevazeh, mikol makam yesh lekol echad vechad mitzius ba'atzmai. Each one has its own mitzius. So they can be connected, but they're still separate. Avo ahava el Hashem Yisborach, masha adam shav ruchay v'nafsho elov l'gamrei, ad she'en adam mitzius ba'atzmai, that I have no mitzius if not for Hashem, ובזהו מזדבק לגמרי בוי, וכנקסיב לאהבה עשה שם לקחם לדוב כבוי. ובזה שייך אהבה גמור. Meaning that all the concept of Hashlama exists, but Hashlama is when you have two things that exist and they complement one another and they complete one another, and there's an ichud between the two of them in that they do that. So that's one level of Ahavas Hashem, of Ahava. But with Ahavas Hashem, it's not like that, because our relationship with Hashem is not of that nature. Our existence in the relationship is completely derived from His, and therefore the definition of the Ahava really is Chibur, not Hashlama. And the Chibur is the most profound by something that has no pirud from the other that it's connecting to. And that's more profound and more true by a Kaddish Baruch Hu than by any other Ahava that there is in the universe. So all other Ahava would come out is just a mashal, l'mada v'doyme, of the Ahava that we have with a Kaddish Baruch Hu. And the emphasis here is on the Hisachadus itself. So I wanted to say that this is not a machloikis rishonim, but there are three different points, if you will, within the anatomy of Ahava. One is the tzoma, the yearning to be connected. The second is the actual chibur and the hisbatlus and the connection itself. And the third is the tainug that come from that chibur. And these are all, again, not a machlokes rishonim per se of what does the Torah want from us. It's clear the Torah wants all of it, but these are different points of defining or facets of the inyan of ahava. And you know, in experience, that's really how it is. Just the what I found in the Sefer Chovas HaLevavos, which is interesting. We have this concept called dveikus. A lot of times the words Ahavas Hashem and dveikus are used interchangeably with one another, and the truth is that it's really not, it's not accurate. He says that dveikus in the Chovas HaLevavos, he says that dveikus is when a person reaches a level where they're so connected to a Kadosh Baruch Hu that, you know, they can basically, he says, it's like a miracle, it's miraculous. They can be completely engrossed in active connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with their mind and still be involved in mundane things at the same time. Most people, and even people who are called Oyavei Hashem, people who are Mekayim in the midst of Avas Hashem, there's a connection that I feel to Hashem, or there's a yearning and there's a connection that I feel. But when I get involved in certain activities and certain mundane things, so, you know, I get pulled away, I get distracted, and I lose that inspiration, I lose that feeling, I lose that connection. And so most people, what their career in Avas Hashem looks like throughout the day and throughout life is, you know, I go up and then I go down. I go up and I go down, and all day long it's like this. This is what the chart of an Oyev Hashem looks like, basically. What happens in Dveikus is this: is, you read the Chovas HaLevavos. It's a funny thing. He says basically you get a new line. One line just keeps going like this. Ahavas Dveikus, right? It just keeps going up, right? And then the other one basically, at that point, you know, whatever it does, I'm not sure if it goes up and down, or he just, it's two lines at that point, and one doesn't pull away from the other at all. Yeah, he's so connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he develops, you know, like they talk about the Maisim. Reb Chaim Oizer used to be able to write with his right hand and his left hand and hold three different conversations in deep in Yonim with three different people at the same time. Yeah, like, you know, there are dargas of neshama. Yeah, but there are, I mean, to be able to unlock the potentials of the human being and the koikos of the human being, you know, there are unbelievable capabilities that exist within the human being to be able to do. You know, you ever talk to a person, a tzaddik, who's like so not connected to this oilam? You're standing in front of them, you're sitting in front of them, the hadras panyan, and, you know, it's like, is he there or is he not there? There's this feeling like, you know, is he with me? But it's like, I don't know if you've ever had this experience. I've had this experience sitting with people who are like, you know, just living in a different world. They're dealing with you, but they're also, on some level, they're like, you know, they're also not there with you either. You know, there's a different layer, dimension to them that a lot of other people just don't have when you talk to them. You know, you have the person's full attention and they're with you and that's it. So, you know, again, I suggest taking a look at the Chovas HaLevavos. He makes it sound like the level of the dveikus, which is, you know, this level of complete hisbatlus and where a person no longer is a nifrad, is maybe in the process, maybe higher and a greater accomplishment, in which case I would just say that it could be the tainu comes, the tsoma has, you know, stations of tainu that we get as we move along in the process. But there's also a level of dveikus, which is a whole different mechanics of how the human being operates, which would put that in a, not, it wouldn't put it as yearning to have the connection, and then the tainut from the connection. It would be yearning to have the connection, and the tainut that comes from attaining, right, and, you know, that comes from attaining, you know, accomplishments in that. And then there's something else called, you know, this dveikus gamur, that a person can be completely connected to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and it's not soiser his ability to be involved in the mundane activities and affairs of this world. Okay.